The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
I have no clue what we're talking about.
Where's all your show prep?
Huh? I don't have any show prep today. You know what? You're a psychologist.
I am.
You're supposed to take Dr. Josh Klapo.
Good morning.
Former UAB clinical psychologist, now, of course, on everything and anything that moves.
I'm a performance coach.
Now. Yeah, you're a life coach.
No, I'm
not. You're a life coach. You're the Dr. Phil of 2023.
Nah.
So this show goes because I throw out little things and you can...
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
But we're not going to do that today. May the 4th be with you, my friends.
I had no idea.
Really?
I'm not a Star Wars guy. Never was.
I'm not either. I saw the first one. I think I saw
a couple of them.
I saw the first one. And I think I saw Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
I think I did, so I probably didn't because I don't remember it. But I haven't seen anything since then.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better because I thought, like... You know.
But I'm not a movie guy.
Yeah, well,
neither
am I.
Yeah, the last movie I saw was like Jurassic Park. So, but I do want to go see that new Nike flick. I want to go see that Air movie.
Yes.
But see, I say that, and then... after it's out for a little while, it's kind of like starting to like a song after it's been out for a year.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you kind of feel like a tool. You're like, well,
everybody else.
Yeah, that's Celine Dion. The song's great. It's about 25 years ago.
Plus, I mean, maybe it's just I'm getting lazy. That by the time, I mean, they're coming to streaming so relatively quickly.
I wanted to go see that Glass Onion movie. I saw the first one, Knives Out, and I thought it was one of the best movies I've ever seen. I went with my son. And then I wanted to go to the theater and watch it, and you couldn't watch it on the theater. I know I could probably just get it on my TV. We could watch it this morning if you wanted to. But you know what? I'll say this about the Star Wars thing, and it's so deep now. There must be thousands of different shows that have Star Wars, and Lucas was pretty. Lucas had a great deal where, in lieu of being paid to produce and direct these movies, he took a piece of the licensing rights. So he's a billionaire because of the licensing stuff. And really, of all the franchises, it's Star Wars, and then. What would be the Marvel stuff, to an extent.
I mean, I
don't think it's even close, even to Marvel.
Well,
DC. I think it's here. Double. Yeah, and then below Marvel, what would it be? What's the next big franchise? Indiana Jones.
No, because it didn't.
James Bond, you think would be something, but kids ain't gonna.
But Marvel, I mean, Star Wars is interesting because you think about Marvel. Marvel was before, right? Marvel went from
Fast and Furious.
No.
They're on their 10th. You know what?
Maybe.
We got all this exhibition driving.
Yeah.
Where the hell do you think that came from?
I know.
And I cannot believe that's not a sport yet. We got pickleball. Yeah. Someone needs to build a damn parking lot
off
of Puerto Madrid Boulevard and have a night of exhibition driving.
Okay, an amateur sport. I mean, like
a professional sport.
No, recreational. Don't we have that? No, I guess we don't.
We have drifting, we have racing, but we don't have an exhibition drive. I don't think there's an exhibition. Someone needs to, I should say that, someone's probably done it right now. We should have an exhibition. That should be an Olympic event. I'm not kidding you.
We'll start X Games. We'll go to X Games first.
That'd be great.
Yeah, okay.
And just do donuts and skid. I mean, we've been doing exhibition driving forever.
Right.
My brother used to do it in the church parking lot.
Right.
My mom would get so pissed off at him after he'd wait till everyone left and he'd just be living.
That's what I mean, yeah.
So, but why isn't that a sporting event?
Yeah.
We should do that. We got pickleball. Why not make an exhibition? It's a little more expensive.
You can take any car you want out there.
No, so Star Wars geeks are into it today.
And, yeah.
I'm so far behind the curve on this. I'm just not, I couldn't tell you.
I do like the concept of the Force. Right, the Force.
Yes.
It has such biblical, it's biblical, psychological, New Age, the idea of sort of letting the universe speak to you.
It never gets old.
And I mean, that's where Lucas was genius. I mean, he's pulling it from, it's God.
Yeah.
It's a God thing. Yeah. And so it never gets old.
And you threw some family in there.
Absolutely. Well, and then you got the whole, you know... The Yoda and just sort of the whole Yoda concept. And we love, I mean, you think about it. This was pre-internet, pre-social media. Mm-hmm. We love inspirational quotes. Mm-hmm. You know, pithy things that just leave us like hanging.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's what he did. And the Force idea is, is critical. I mean, it's critical to who we are and how we are.
When you talk about biblical, though, you and you're talking my jargon here, but
yeah.
When you're talking about the mystery and the science and the force of something that we cannot comprehend, which was a lot of what Star Wars was.
That's back exactly. In the 70s,
and now all of a sudden we're seeing it almost 50 years later. We love that. We love the fact that there's a fourth dimension, that there's wormholes, yes. That there's things that we don't, black holes, there's things that we don't understand that we know probably exist because we're doing the science on it. We're trying to figure it out. But we love that. And the fact that he had that foresight to do that 50 years ago is pretty amazing.
Well, we love it. And we also love it because it allows us to make what we want of it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the best thing. When the force is, whatever the force is defined for us, mm-hmm. unless it's defined in a positive way, yeah. then we don't want to hear it.
And really, and I'm looking up over your shoulder, and I'm seeing in theaters Friday, Guardians of the Galaxy, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've not seen that, but I hear the movies are great.
Yeah.
I'll go see it. But think to yourself, what were the space shows before Star Wars that you remember? There's only one that I can remember that.
That was before Star Trek.
Star Trek was one of them. I remember Lost in Space.
Oh, yeah, I didn't count that as a space show, but yes, Lost in Space. Yeah.
And then Star Trek. Star Trek really kind of put in the...
Star Trek, to me, was the precursor-ish.
My brother was a geek, so he was a Battlestar Galactica guy. The Battlestar Galactica people didn't like the Star Trek people, and Star Trek people didn't like the Battlestar Galactica, because Battlestar Galactica was like the B, but it was a cult classic. And I don't
You know, there's another one.
What's that?
Which is just blows my mind. Do you remember Space 1999?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you had that. So then when the Star Wars thing hit, look at just the space genre.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Star Wars was the space genre, Jimi Hendrix was to classic rock. Yeah. Everyone goes, Jimi Hendrix, all-time great. It'll never change. He's or the Beatles to songwriting.
So what would Star Trek be? You know what I mean? If you got Star Trek and Star Wars, and Star Wars is Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles.
And one of the reasons Star Trek has been so successful, too, is we love... I mean, I heard Duran Duran on the way over here, dropping the kids off. And I can't believe that there are Duran Durans in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'm like, I don't get it. But you know one of the reasons they're in? They're still relevant. They're still playing.
Yeah, are they?
Yeah, they started a tour a couple nights
ago. One of them died.
I don't know, it doesn't matter. There's not a member left of Lynyrd Skynyrd, my friend, and they're still playing. The last one died, right?
Yeah.
Damon Johnson's still getting after it. So, but I mean, when you're relevant, you keep playing, when you keep going, you always, when you wrap it up and move on to something else, you're done. But if you're still out there in some capacity, you always have the opportunity to take it up to another level.
That's relevant. So Star Trek stays because
we're... I mean, Star Trek made a hell of a lot more money in the last 20 years than it did in its first 20 just because of Picard and everything they...
Well, that one, yeah. See, but I don't count that. I mean, I understand it. To me, those are... I know they're related, but it just feels like it's just a... There's no blending of it.
I think Star Wars is KISS.
Star Trek is Kiss. No, really?
Yeah, it's still relevant. They're still on the road. They played a show last night. They're still doing their final thing. They're still... They took the makeup off. They put the makeup back on. They're all constantly... You get Kiss stuff. You can still, you know, get buried in a Kiss coffin.
I feel like Star Trek is more... I feel like Lucas probably got inspiration from Star Trek. For sure.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
That's what I mean. So So musically, I don't know what it... They're foundational. They were the first.
Yeah.
Was there anything before that? I mean, Lost in Space was, but not really. Lost in Space was like clunky.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it was cheesy.
No, it was super cheesy, but that's what made it so good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess Star Wars... I mean, Star Trek in some ways was cheesy.
And Lost in Space was funny.
Right.
The Jetsons?
Oh. That's different. That was futuristic in a different way.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Daughter Judy.
Yeah. But like Star Trek was, you know, there were two things for me with Star Trek. One, time transport.
Yeah.
Like just the idea that you could go wherever you wanted to go. Yeah. That was super cool.
Yeah.
And the second was they could heal any injuries.
Do you really think that McCoy? I saw the show on Wormholes the other night. Do you really believe that there's this fourth dimension where we can travel, not only in time and space, but also travel back in time.
I feel like I don't understand enough about experimental and, experimental physics? No, theoretical physics.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't understand enough.
Mm-hmm.
So when I hear fourth dimension, I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
B, you know, I saw The Matrix, but I mean, I have colleagues who are scientists who could answer that question in a better way.
We should get them on the show.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You ever watch, have you ever,
I love about this show.
What's that?
The podcast part's great. This reminds me just a little of like cable access.
Oh, this is just better cable access. Great. Yeah. You know, David Merlin, my friend?
Yes.
The illusionist who invented several times. He, Fox had a show on the CW about behind the scenes of magic, and they don't ever tell you anything. I watch the Penn and Teller show once in a while. Once in a while, they'll do a trick, and they'll just show you how you do it, but it's never
the good ones.
They did an elevating thing the other night that I was like, and they showed, you did it. If you really don't believe in this fourth dimension or the Star Wars or the fact that we can go from one place to another or time travel, watch them if you know someone that'll do it. Now I've asked David, I'm like, can you show me how you do that? And he's like, no.
Right.
That's their thing. You know, magicians do not share. Now they'll share things with other magicians all the time.
Right.
They always share their tricks, right? But if you've ever seen a magic trick and you're like, and you've watched it a million times and you cannot figure out how in the world they're doing it, and then you find out how they did it, it's so stupid.
Right.
How in the hell did I miss that? I'm not talking about sleight of hand or just being super fast. I mean, you're looking at like something where something's being elevated or moving or a nice flying around it, and you're like, and then you find out how they did it. It's so simple. It's so like, it takes a lot of practice.
Right.
And I think that's what, I think sometimes we try too hard to try to figure something out when it's right there in front of us.
Tony, you can't, the force must come to you.
Yes.
You can't think your way to the force. Mm.
So today on Fox 6 at 9:35, with Janice and Dubs. I'm going to promote it right now because we've got thousands of people watching here that are going to hear the segment. But at 9:35 today, you're going to give us the four forces, as we do, may the fourth be with you, four forces that will give you a better life. Now, I said you should own this segment. I won't say a word during the segment, although I'm going to add one. But I said, Dr. Josh needs to own this on Fox 6. You should take the entire 6 minutes of the segment. The four things, the four forces in your life that can make your life better. I said, but don't say eat better, get more exercise, sleep better, communicate more. Those are easy. I want one that is outside the box, that is something totally different that I would have never thought of. It may be specific to your life, but something that people will go, what? And then maybe try it and it works. All right, you got an hour to get it done. By the way, the clock is
now it's right.
It's right. It's 3 minutes fast.
An hour and 3 minutes fast.
No, it's right on.
No, it says 9.
No, it doesn't. Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we have to go now because
I'm on Eastern time. Because people in New York are watching us. All right, I'm going to take a short break, and then we're going to talk about the loss of a music legend. And then, I thought we lost two this week.
Is he better?
He was never hurt.
Oh, it was a rumor?
Yeah, and it pisses me off.
Who'd start? That's terrible.
Okay. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's
terrible. I mean, you texted me. I thought...
Just to get clicks. It's terrible. That's so bad. What if I said Dr. Josh died this morning?
No, I know.
I could get on Instagram right now and say, Dr. Josh, my best friend, I lost him last night to pneumonia, blah, blah. And I'd probably get 100,000 clicks. I could start a business out of it. How would that make you feel? Would you do that for me?
Yeah, sure. I'm saying, it'll help you make money and support your family.
We're back in 30 seconds.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.